Here's who is going to be on the debate stage, who's qualified. We're going to go through them line by line. Number one, Ron DeSanctimonious, the Florida governor, told reporters that he has signed the RNC's pledge. Basically, this says if he's not the nominee, he will agree to support the eventual nominee. This is a very important distinction here because some people are not going to be signing that pledge or haven't signed it yet, which means that they're not going to be on the stage. You have to sign the pledge. Some of them haven't. Ron DeSanctimonious did. Next up, Nikki Haley. Of course she'll support whoever the nominee is. She's not running for president. She's running for vice president. We all know this. Former South Carolina governor and U.S. ambassador to the United Nations on Thursday tweeted a photo of her signed pledge dated Wednesday. She had crossed out the phrase "beat Biden" on the top of the pledge and written "President Harris" instead. she's actually kind of funny, even though she's a swamp creature that is to be despised and avoided at all costs. She does have some zingers, and she is repeating this thing that basically Biden's not going to make it to 2024. He may not even live, and that she really believes that she's running against Kamala, the demon. Kamala is a demon name, Kamala Harris. That'd be interesting if we had two brown women running for the White House. Wouldn't that be funny? If Nikki Haley and Kamala Harris were both competing to be the brownest woman president in the history of the United States of America, the USSA. Speaking of brown people, Vivek Ramaswamy, he's going to be on the debate stage, which I think is pretty interesting and exciting. He's an entrepreneur who has signed the pledge. He's attracted a base of small donor donors, small donor donors, who have qualified him for the debate stage. He also has promised a grassroots fundraiser and a 10% cut of the money that they bring into his campaign. Now, Vivek Ramaswamy is known for his opposition to ESG, which is the woke corporate agenda that is led by the nefarious groups such as BlackRock and others, who are, you know, just trying to buy up all of our neighborhoods so that we own nothing and are miserable. Is that how the saying goes? One thing I learned about Vivek is that he is a vegan and he is unapologetic about it. He says that his culinary preferences should not bring oppression to animals. So for that reason alone, ladies and gentlemen, I am out on Vivek. Doug Burgum, thanks in part to a scheme in which his campaign offered a $20 gift card in exchange for a $1 donation, the little-known North Dakota governor met the donor minimum. I think this was the guy I was telling you guys about. I offhandedly, very, very coincidentally happened to listen to his announcement speech and thought he was a pretty interesting guy. This was the chimney sweep turned tech billionaire governor of North Dakota. I think this is the right, this is the same guy. Now he will be the outsider governor and business leader on the debate stage, the spokesman said. How can you claim that you're an outsider when you're the governor of a state? What does it even mean to be an outsider anymore? You know, this was always one of my problems with the labeling for DJT 45. You may have heard of him. He's got great hair. DJT's labeling as an outsider. You're a billionaire in the state of New York. You're a billionaire real estate developer. You're connected to the mob. How can you claim to be an outsider? Anyway, I don't think any of them are out. True outsiders. I don't even know what the definition of that word is. Tim Scott, the perennial optimist. I happened to catch him on the radio. Who was he being interviewed by? I think it was Bill Hemmer at Faux News. Scott signed the loyalty pledge on Wednesday, according to a copy obtained by CNN. And in a statement announcing the South Carolina senators signing the pledge, Scott said he's anticipating sharing his positive, optimistic message at the first debate. You know, I heard his interview and I vomited in my mouth, but I was driving, so I had to just swallow it. You ever done that? Where it partially comes up and you're like, well, I got nowhere to put this. So it's got to go back down the hatch. Because he kept saying all these platitudes of, well, we're the city on the hill and we can be the lone city on the hill again. Listen, Tim. I knew Ronnie Reagan. You're no Ronnie Reagan. To paraphrase, some of you maybe catch that my drift there. You don't get to pretend to be Ronnie Reagan when you're not Ronnie Reagan. You're just not. You're the senator from South Carolina who is somewhat articulate and people like you. But you are not going to convince me that the greatest days are ahead of us in these United States in the USSA by platitudes. And I think most of you are beyond that. You're beyond the platitudes. I got to get into this Crusader Stadium chat room. Crusade channel. Let me get in there. .com/Crusader Stadium? No, /chat. Goodness gracious. I can't even get in today. I know you guys are talking mad smack about me right now, and that's fine because I'm live here. Anyway, where are we? Okay, Tim Scott, yes. Okay, these are the three interesting ones. This is the X factor. This is why I even brought this story up, because you know how I am about, the BoomerCon contest that we're going to have to cover on Paratalk, but we're going to cover it the way we should. The reason I brought this up, hello, ladies and gentlemen, welcome on a happy Friday. We are talking here on the Crusade channel, live talk radio the way it should be, about the GOP nominees, and there are three of them who have not signed the pledge, although they have met the polling and donor thresholds. Donald Trump, the elephant in the room. Donald Trump is the former president of the United States. In an interview with Newsmax on Wednesday, whether or not he would, we don't even know if he's going to, first of all, it's not just a matter of him not signing the pledge to back the eventual nominee. If it be not him, we don't even know if he's going to sign the pledge. We don't even know if he's going to show up to the debate stage. He has intimated that he may show up in the final analysis. He's keeping us all in suspense about this. But he has said that whether or not he shows up to the debate stage is something that he has to decide, and that it would be silly and foolish of him to even do arrive at the debate stage. Because why would he do that? Quote unquote, everyone's just going to attack him. Well, yeah, it will be the Trump show if he's there. And frankly speaking, it'll be the Trump show if he's not there. I think he knows this, but in the end, I think Chris Christie's analysis of DJT is 100% correct. Trumpmeister will not miss this for the world. You can bet your bottom dollar that Donald J. Trump is in debate prep right now. You're listening to Paratalk here, and he probably, for his debate prep, is also listening to Paratalk. He's getting it from all angles. He is listening to everything. He is consuming every piece of advice. So my advice to you, Mr. President, since I know that you are an avid fan of Paratalk, I think I even see you in the Crusader Stadium. Yes, you're one of the dozens of people who are here live with us every day. You just have you have your pseudonym. I'm not going to dox you the way Cheesedale doxes people, okay? I won't do that to you. But Mr. President, since you are a fan and a premium subscriber here, I mean, you pay money to be a Founders Pass member, as you should, and you can afford it. Mr. President, I think you need to be on the debate stage. I think that faux news really needs the ratings boost. It is embarrassing that they are losing to that dyke over at MSNBC, Rachel Maddow, every single night now. For the sake of all that is good and holy and just about cable news ratings, can you please, please just do something so that she takes the loss just one night next week? Because it is embarrassing that I have to live in a country where Rachel Maddow is the top news source